MLA Suhas Kande in family fraud storm. Brother accuses Suhas Kande of RHARM 72, lach grab, forgery, fraud family feud. MLA under fire. Multiple wives, multiple cases. Kande in controversy. Unmesh, Gujarati sprouts. News exclusive MLA Suhas Kande has been accused by his brother of misappropriating RU 72 lakh from their late father, forging documents, and abandoning family duties. Sprouts asset investigations reveal past criminal cases, alleged bank frauds, and bigamy. The family feud has escalated publicly, raising serious questions about the MLA's legal and ethical conduct. MLA Suhas Kande, accused of misappropriating RS 72 lakh from late father's estate. In a startling development, Shinde faction MLA Suhas Kande has been publicly accused by his own brother of misappropriating RS 72 lakh that allegedly belonged to their late father. In a public notice issued by Gurudev Dwarkanath Kande, Suhas is accused not only of withholding family assets, but also of abandoning responsibilities toward their mother and younger sister after their father's passing. The notice further alleges that Suhas forged documents and signatures to fraudulently claim joint assets. Gurudev Kande, who has remained estranged from his brother since 2014, stated that Suhas's actions have severely impacted the family's dignity and finances. The allegations, now part of a heated public exchange, cast a shadow over the political conduct of the sitting MLA. Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has verified that the dispute has escalated following Suhas Kande's own published counter-notices, where he accused his brother Gurudev and nephew Devendra of misusing his name and threatening contractors. Gurudev has now responded with detailed counterclaims, outlining multiple past criminal complaints and misconducts linked to Suhas. Criminal history clouds. Suhas Kande's public image police records, forgery charges, and bank frauds raise red flags. According to the public notice and verified police data accessed by Sprout SIT, MLA Suhas Kande has several criminal cases registered against him, including cases at Kandivali and Juhu police stations involving car theft and illegal resale using tampered number plates. Further, Suhas Kande has been accused of serious financial irregularities in the recruitment process of the District Cooperative Bank and alleged embezzlement in the recovery operations of Jirana Bank. These allegations point to misuse of power during his tenure in public office and raise doubts about ethical governance under his leadership. Between 2015 and 2017, Suhas was reportedly externed thrice from Nashik District and was nearly arrested under the Maharashtra Control of Organized Crime Act, MCOCA. Though he narrowly avoided arrest, these cases reflect a history of criminal entanglement that sits uncomfortably with his role as a lawmaker. In another controversial revelation, Gurudev has alleged that despite Hindu law restricting men to one spouse, Suhas Kande has married three women, a clear violation of both legal and moral norms expected from public representatives. Family rift deepens. We severed ties in 2014. Says brother estranged sibling denies misuse of MLA's name, calls public notice retaliatory. In his statement, Gurudev Kande clarified that he has had no relationship, personal or financial, with Suhas Kande since 2014. He asserts that allegations made by Suhas in newspapers, branding Gurudev and Devendra as extortionists, are baseless and intended to deflect attention from Suhas's own wrongdoings. We have never used his name for any gain. On the contrary, his name has only brought us trouble, Gurudev writes in his public rebuttal, calling Suhas's actions vindictive. The notice also questions how a sitting MLA can bypass legal scrutiny despite multiple past charges, and calls on investigative agencies to reopen older cases. Sprouts SIT has noted that this family dispute is not merely personal. It is emblematic of deeper issues in political accountability and abuse of power. With mounting evidence and public documentation surfacing, there are renewed calls for independent inquiry into Suhas Kande's financial and political dealings. Call for official investigation into MLA's past dealings. In light of the serious and layered allegations, Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, urges a joint probe by the Economic Offenses Wing, EOW, Enforcement Directorate, ED, and local law enforcement to verify charges of document forgery, financial fraud, and misuse of authority. If even a fraction of these charges are validated, it could set a strong precedent for holding public representatives accountable, especially those shielded by political influence. Public interest watchdogs and civil society groups have already started seeking court-monitored investigations into Condé's property declarations and assets. Despite repeated attempts, MLA Suhas Condé could not be reached for comment at the time of publication. Sprouts Esit will continue to monitor the story for further developments.